Well, now we welcome our three guests this morning, St. James CEO Brian O'Donovan, Dr. Ismail Mayer, and Dr. John Robshaw. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
First question, what can you tell us about the status of COVID cases and hospitalizations now?
So I can tell you it's increased dramatically, Brian. More than half right now of our inpatients are COVID positive. You've seen the community spread numbers, the rolling average for Steuben County. The testing that we've done specifically on site, we do about 100 a day. We've seen as high as 28% positivity rate. Our median is between 8 and 10% daily of COVID positives. So it's certainly, the surge is definitely has increased, at least in our community.
Dr. Robshaw, we had you on several months ago when things were bad in Corning, and you said it was going to come back to the Hornell area. You were correct there. Dr. Robshaw, do you think it's as bad or maybe as worse? Is it worse than it was back in March and April for Hornell as far as the COVID numbers go?
I think, Brian, the numbers show that it is significantly worse at this time, but it was expected, as we discussed those couple of months ago. It was already in the community then, and it's just expanded. It was slightly worse in Corning then. I believe it is slightly worse in Corning now. But, yeah, in terms of exposure in the community, that's certainly gone up. We are attuned to that here at the hospital. The emergency room is set to see all comers, as we always are, and we're glad to help out if people are having significant symptoms. If they're not sure, they can give us a call ahead. But, yes, it was predicted. It was predictable, and it has arrived in the last few weeks. And I have to say, unfortunately, it's not over yet. We've got to keep our heads down, keep working, keep our social distance, high-grade hygiene, and be vigilant for what's coming over the next 2 months.
This question for either Brian O'Donovan or the two doctors, Dr. Mayer or Dr. Robshaw, how has this return of the COVID to our area impacted St. James Hospital?
It's Izzy here, Dr. Mayer. I think, we're very well prepared. We've been planning for this upcoming surge for a while as well. And to be very honest, the experiences we had back in March, right when we were opening, functionality-wise, we're functioning as we do normally as a hospital. We're taking care of patients. We have a process here to keep everyone safe that comes in the doors. Obviously, there's concern for patients who have COVID, and those who do not have it do not want to get it while they come to the hospital. So our process and protocols that we've had in place back in March and April, once again, are being utilized, and staff is being kept safe, patients are being kept safe, being treated. We've increased our capacity as the governor has asked here at the hospital. So, we're doing everything that's being asked of us, and I can't be more pleased to be working here with the staff and from non-medical to medical staff through administration on how we've come together and dealing with this.
Yeah, Brian, I think there's really two major takeaways. The difference is this time around, we have not canceled any of our elective cases. We have not closed any of our ambulatory programs. We've adapted, we've revised some of our policies, protocols from the last time around, so we can make sure that we can continue to treat this community in a variety of different ways through primary care, urgent care, and so on and so forth throughout the facility. There is definitely some differences. The second point that I take away is our surge plan. Our team, we have a fantastic team here, starting with our doctors and our providers and our nurses. We looked at our COVID surge plan. We revised that. Initially, our COVID surge plan was to turn the operating room pre- and post-surgical beds into overflow beds. We've actually changed that, and we're using our some other areas of the hospital to be able to increase our capacity so we can continue to do OR cases and procedures and that type of thing.
And just to add to that, I think the big difference, I think, across the country right now also is the ability to do testing a little bit easier than what it was before. I think we've learned a lot from COVID. Everyone has in the health field. Though testing takes some time, there's a huge backlog of it. We're able to test more people than we were before, so that's really helped us address this. in a little bit more expedited manner this time around.
Drove by the St. James parking lot recently, saw that there's an area blocked off. That's for the testing, correct? People drive up and they're either given the Q-tip or they're the nurse there does it for them.
Yeah, that's correct, Brian. So in early, I'd say late August, we started seeing a big surge in our urgent care, and a lot of it was due to testing as well as the state's requirements for the workforce to be tested. So we developed a drive-through to be able to decompress our urgent care so urgent care can basically focus on symptomatic patients. But yeah, that drive-through has worked. We've been doing approximately maybe 30 to 50 tests every day over the last 3 months. And it has certainly served its purpose, and it's by appointment only. The information's on our website.
Speaking with St. James CEO Brian O'Donovan, who we just heard there, also on the call, Dr. Ismail Mair and Dr. John Robshaw. Vaccines, what's the latest there? What's the plan for the hospital and the local general public?
Yeah, so for security reasons, none of the institutions in New York State are able to say exactly how much vaccine or when it arrives or where it is located. What I can tell you, though, Brian, is we already have a tactical plan for when this arrives to be able to. We've grouped our workforce in Tier 1, 2, and 3. All of our Tier 1s are patient-facing, such as Dr. Robshaw, Dr. Mair, and as well as the rest of our frontline workforce. So we already have a plan in place operationally. Once we get the vaccine, we're going to be able to turn that around and start vaccinating within 12 hours.
Within 12 hours, wow. We're speaking with St. James Hospital this morning. We just heard the voice of St. James CEO Brian O'Donovan, Dr. Ismail Mair, and Dr. John Robshaw are also on the line. What steps and precautions, anything new there, if any, is St. James taking to protect the staff and patients?
It's Dr. Mair. I can speak, if I'm on the floor, and Dr. Robshaw can speak about the ER. I don't think there's anything additional from what we did last time, and I think it's something we were pretty very proud of, was that we did not have a spread through our facility of COVID to staff and whatnot. So many institutions across the country, and even places not far too far from here, larger institutions and whatnot, they had challenges, and we were able to really protect our staff. So nothing's changed in terms of how we're protecting our staff. We're following all the protocols and guidelines, and we're keeping everyone healthy.
What message, and this for any of you or all three if you'd like, Brian O'Donovan, the CEO at St. James, Dr. Ismail Mair, Dr. John Robshaw, what message do you most want to get out to the listeners?
So the first message is what a fantastic team we have here, Dr. Robshaw, Dr. Mair, all of our nurses, doctors, and staff. What a tremendous job they have done over the last 9 months caring for the community. Many have stepped up, taken double shifts, so on and so forth, and put the needs of the hospital above some of their own. I'm forever grateful for how this team has responded in a very challenging time. The second, that there is light at the end of this tunnel, no question about it. It's that we just got to continue as a community, as a hospital, to take the right steps to get there. We are in the midst of a huge surge, as so is all of New York State and many parts of the country, and we're not quite there yet, but there's definitely light at the end of the tunnel with this vaccination.
Okay. Before we went on the air, we talked about how long we want to go. You all have a busy schedule, and we're almost out of time here. Is there any final thoughts before we go from any of you?
Yeah, just let me chip in. Flu shots, the one saving grace thus far is that the flu season has not yet arrived, but that's going to make it quite a challenge when that arrives, as initially the symptoms of flu are essentially the same as those of COVID, so as well as hand washing, uniform mask wearing wherever, staying back 2 yards, 2 meters, and social distancing in family circumstances right through the holiday season. However awkward that may be, we really need to keep the pressure on to keep the virus from spread. And please, particularly for those old people in the community like me and beyond, Flu shot is an awfully good idea, and it's not too late. It's never too late. So if I could just recommend that people get that if they've not had it, particularly in the older age groups, please and thank you.
Sure thing. Dr. Mayer or Brian O'Donovan, any final thoughts?
I think I would just say one thing that we've seen, regionally and nationally, is some of the numbers are showing that it's the younger population. About 70% of patients that are hospitalized regionally are between the age of 20 and 60. So I think that's an important thing for the community to understand. Many people are still skeptical how prevalent this is. Hospitals in the region throughout Western New York are full to the max. And 30% of those patients are a younger population. So yes, most of them will do well and come through, but people sort of focus only on mortality rates. They don't realize the strain on hospital systems. So as Dr. Robshaw said, be vigilant. We're all a little bit fatigued from COVID. I know myself and my family are. We let our guard down at times, but now, it's the moment not to let any guard down and get back to sort of all those parameters that are public health guidelines to get through the season. And as Brian said, there's light at the end of the tunnel. By summer, I think we'll be having a lot of different conversations as a national vaccine campaign will be undergoing by that time.
Okay, well, I don't want to hold you up. All three of these gentlemen, very busy as always. Brian O'Donovan, Dr. Ismail Mayer, the anesthesiologist, Dr. John Robshaw, head of the emergency room department at St. James. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.